The Two Brothers by Alexander Dumas, copyright 2014 by Bahar Books, Chapter 4. After several years of wandering, as the animals grew and grew, Gottlieb arrived with his lion, his bear, his wolf, his fox, and his rabbit at a large village which was completely draped in black. He asked the first person he came upon where there might be an inn, and the first person he came upon showed him the inn called the Antlers of the Stag. He went, therefore, to the Antlers of the Stag and took a room for himself and a stable for his beasts, who had grown accustomed to living peacefully, each with the others, and sleeping on the same straw bed as if they were all of the same species. The innkeeper gave him a fine room, but for his animals the innkeeper had only a stable that was little more than a hole in the wall. The rabbit went in first because he had the most agile legs and because it was he who they usually sent as a scout. Now, it is also true because he was the most timid and often fell victim to panicky fears that he brought back the most absurd reports. So this time they also sent in the fox, who was so completely crafty and sharp that when he returned, rarely could they figure out whether to fear or to hope for what was out there. This time the rabbit went straight to the food set out for them and brought back a cabbage. The fox, going there in his turn, brought back a chicken. The wolf, making himself as small as possible, followed the fox and brought back a sheep. But the bear and the lion could not enter, so the innkeeper gave them an old cow, and they were able to eat their fill for 3 days. When Gottlieb had provided for the maintenance of his beasts, which was always his first care, he asked the innkeeper why the village was draped in black.
"Because tomorrow," responded the innkeeper, "our king's daughter must die."
"Is she sick now?" asked the young man.
"No," answered the innkeeper. "On the contrary, she is young, fresh, and in quite good health. But she must die a most cruel death."
And the innkeeper sighed. "Why must this be?" asked Gottlieb.
"Up high on the mountain," answered the innkeeper, "there is a dragon with 7 heads who each year devours a maiden, without which he would devastate the country. Now only the daughter of the king remains. And as there is no time left until the dragon begins his devastation, tomorrow the daughter of the king will be presented to it, and after tomorrow she will be dead."
"But," asked the hunter, "why has no one killed the dragon?"
"Alas," said the innkeeper, "many knights have tried, but they have paid with their lives."
"Well," said Gottlieb, "all that you have told me is terrible indeed. Someone must save the princess." So Gottlieb went into the stable, assembled his council of beasts, and sat, as president, on a stool. When he had laid out the situation, the lion roared, the bear growled, the wolf howled, the fox reflected, and the rabbit trembled. The lion said, "We must attack and tear it to pieces." The bear said, "We must attack and smother it." The wolf said, "Whatever the others will do, I will do also." The fox said, "There must be a way to vanquish it without risking our skin." The rabbit said, "My advice is that we must flee, and the sooner the better." The hunter said to the fox, "I will take your advice. Go and find out what's going on." The fox left. 2 hours later, he returned. He had consulted the oldest fox in the kingdom. The old fox had said, "I would not know how to instruct your master on a means to vanquish the dragon, but there is, midway up the mountain, a small chapel dedicated to Saint Hubert, patron saint of hunters. Your master should go there and say his prayers this evening and spend the night there. Perhaps Saint Hubert will see his devotion and inspire your master." Gottlieb thanked the fox and decided to follow the advice from his old friend. Night came, and without saying anything about his intentions, he left with his animals from the stable and set off toward the chapel. Upon arriving, he knelt and said a prayer to the saint, while the animals sat respectfully behind. His prayer completed, he lay down in a corner and fell asleep. It was then that Saint Hubert appeared to him emanating a brilliant light. Tomorrow, upon arising, said the saint, you will find on my altar three crystal chalices, one filled with wine red as ruby, another filled with wine white as topaz, the third and last filled with wine clear as diamond. Whoever drinks from these three chalices will untangle the riddle of the dragon. When day broke, Gottlieb arose. His dream so completely held his thoughts that when he opened his eyes, he immediately turned toward the altar. On the altar, where the night before there had been nothing, he saw three chalices. He approached the altar, took the ruby chalice, and drank. As he returned it to the altar, he saw at the bottom of the cup the words, "He who has seven heads has seven ways." He then lifted the topaz chalice to his lips, drank from it, and read these words, "He who has seven ways has seven wars." He quickly raised the diamond chalice, drank it, and read, "He who has seven wars has seven sorrows. Your sword is under the lion." He went quickly out of the chapel, nearly stepping on the lion asleep on the porch. Under the chapel porch, he saw the tip of a great rock. He woke his animals. "Raise this rock," he said to them. The wolf, the fox, and the rabbit rapidly dug around the rock. The bear and the lion were then able to raise it slowly to the porch. Beneath the rock lay a shining silver saber. "A sword," he said to himself. "Seven heads, seven ways, seven wars, seven sorrows. What does all this mean?" But he cast aside his doubts. He knew that he had with him Saint Hubert, patron saint of hunters. He and his beasts bravely climbed to the top of the mountain.